Hi, I'm Kat Duncan Rees, co-production advisor at Think Local Act Personal, otherwise known as TLAP. I'd like to welcome you to this, our latest podcast. I'm here with Sally Percival, chair of the TLAP partnership, and today we're going to talk about co-production and the art of conversation. First, Sally, would you like to introduce yourself, say a bit about who you are and your experiences of social care?
Yeah, hi Kat, I'm Sally Percival and I'm mother and stepmother to two adult children, Alex and Hannah, both with care and support needs. And until recently, I was also caring for my mum who lived with dementia, but sadly she passed away last year. So I've got quite a lot of experience of dealing with the health and social care systems.
Yes, sounds like it. We hear a lot about the importance of co-production these days, but do you think you could start by explaining what it is?
Well, what's important about co-production is it's a way of working based on a really equal relationship between people who use services and people that are responsible for them. It's really based on the principle that people who use services are best placed to help design it. They work alongside professionals as partners in the delivery, design, and, you know, start right from the beginning working hand in hand.
I hear that, and to me it sounds a lot like common sense. It sounds like that's just how people should be working. Is that your experience?
Oh, if only it was, Kat. We have to bear in mind that co-production isn't. And it isn't about being asked to fill in a questionnaire. It's not about being asked to attend events. It's not about being asked to attend event as a guest. It's about really coming together as equals, as I've said.
So, bearing that in mind, people coming together as equals, you know, that sharing of power, equal relationships, what difference do you think co-production can make? And do you have any specific examples of when it's worked for you?
Well, I think it can make an absolute huge difference to everybody. And yes, I've got some good examples. For example, when my son Alex was younger, he was given a one-size-fits-all service and it just didn't work for him. Different people would turn up that Alex didn't know. And continuity is so important for someone with autism. So he would hide under his bed and refuse to go out. But when we took control and when we started to organise our own care and support, that completely changed. We sat down, had a good conversation with our social worker and with Alex, and suddenly he went from a very lonely, sad little boy to going out doing things that he really enjoyed. And that was all about working together with our professionals.
And that's quite a significant change. Power is a huge issue in that, isn't it? How do you think that we get to that point where, you know, more people understand the importance of sharing that power?
Well, I believe it's all about developing relationships and having really good conversations. And, you know, that takes time. Trust takes time to build up. But if you don't talk to people, you can't build up that trust between you. Sharing power equally is definitely at the heart of co-production.
So, can you expand on that a bit? Tell me a little bit more what you mean.
Yeah, well, giving people who use services an equal opportunity to sit at the table and make decisions about their own lives is just fundamental. It means building up people's confidence and developing their skills so they can participate fully. Within a work setting, it means that everyone is there on an equal basis. That might be staff, managers, and trustees. And we're glad that some organisations are really taking steps to do this already.
Okay, so that sounds to me like there's quite a lot of potential risk in there. And, you know, I hear that a lot when I'm out and about. So what would you say to organisations or people that are worried about the risks?
Well, there is risks, but actually you can risk assess somebody out of a life. And what's really important is to have those conversations with people. So can I give you an example where our council was very worried about my stepdaughter, Hannah, going swimming. And they actually decided it probably wasn't worth her going swimming. But swimming was what kept her really healthy, safe and well. She actually really loved it. So we sat down with the swimming pool manager and the council And we had a really good conversation about how to get over that barrier. And it was actually quite simple. She put on plastic Crocs so that she was stable when she was walking. She then was taken by a hoist to the side of the pool and put in, which meant that it was safe and that she could enjoy her swimming again.
So it really is about thinking through what matters to the people involved in any given situation, and thinking a bit creatively about how you approach that.
Kat, can you say something about the resources that TLAP has to support co-production?
Yes, I can. I should add, Think Local, Act Personal is completely committed to co-production, and as an organisation it runs as a thread through everything we do. The National Co-Production Advisory Group work very closely with the team through the whole work programme. There's also loads of resources on the website, from the top tips to the ladder of co-production, all of which are downloadable. But most importantly is our new approach to how to do personalised care and support, making it real. And that has co-production at its heart, and that can be used for the basis of good conversations about making things better.
And of course, the National Co-Production Advisory Group, as we call ourselves, NCAG, is available for advice and guidance to anyone who would like to a bit of support around making it real. We're a group of people with lived experience, really dedicated and passionate about personalised care, because we know from experience that it can really improve health and well-being.
That's great, thank you. Have you got any last thoughts you'd like to reflect on before we close?
Yeah, I think my takeaway message for everyone is that co-production is more than just a buzzword. It is common sense. When services are genuinely co-produced, they work better because they make the most of that shared expertise of the professionals who work there and people who have experience of using them. And you can start today everywhere by having different types of conversation.
That's really well put. Thank you, Sally. And I think my reflection is that it's not rocket science and there's no magic formula. You know, I think people are waiting for this magic formula to do co-production, and it's not there, because it is just about relationships and values and conversations.
Absolutely, Kat, so true.
So what I would urge people to do is to keep an eye or an ear out for our next podcast, which will be coming soon, more about personalisation and thinking differently and social care. And do sign up to the Think Local Act Personal newsletter via the website and express an interest in some of the work that TLAP and NCAG are doing. Thank you.
Thank you.